Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the strange activity didn't begin until her stepfather moved into the house. Years later, she can't help but wonder, was the house haunted or did something follow him in?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, you can hit subscribe. In fact, do that right now. Just hit subscribe. We would appreciate that very much. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with me today. Happy birthday, Kathy Gordon.
Oh, well, thank you so
happy
much. Yes, today
birthday.
Is my day. Yes, it is beautiful here. It's really nice, and I have zero plans.
That's kind of awesome.
It is. It's very awesome. I've been getting lots of nice messages from people, and I really appreciate that. That's, you know, very delightful. And, you know, just my daughter got me some galoshes or wellies or mud boots, whatever you want to call
them. That's a good idea.
And they're going to be perfect. I've been thinking I want a pair, so I can't believe that she actually... I didn't tell her. She just did it.
Which is a great idea because you do love to garden and you guys get so much rain.
Yes. And if I want to go to the beach or hike in the winter, you know, that'll be great. And my son got me a new quilt for my bed, which I'm very excited about. It's absolutely beautiful. And yay. You know, it's been a fun day and good day.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
That was
so
really
much.
Nice. That was almost Celine Dion, but not quite. But that was really close.
You know, I'm surprised.
It was so Celine close.
Dion, actually.
There was people, you know, everywhere that just went, is that Celine Dion? What?
Well, and, you know, I'm surprised she actually made it and you didn't because you...
Because then you could do Mariah Carey and be like, happy birthday to you. Then you have to hit those dog notes.
Whatever
that, only
that
they
is.
Can hear.
But the dog whistle.
Yeah. That's
I don't
it.
Know. Yeah.
And I obviously did not hit it because my dog did not even look up just now. He's like, I don't know what you're trying to do, but you're no good at it. Well, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday.
Well, thank you.
And here you are, working on your birthday, talking about ghosts and stuff.
Well, I like ghosts and stuff. And you know what would make my birthday even better is like if I had a ghost tour or something to do today. But I'll just schedule one of those for when you come.
Yes, that would be super fun. We have to find a place. Because I believe I'm going to come in October. Sometime around
I think we'll
October.
Look around and see if we can't do a haunted lighthouse tour or... Portland has some good ones, or Astoria, I think, has more things we could do. So we'll find something fun.
Okay, I'm down. That would be fun. Well, let's go to our first ghost story, because I do think this is interesting that You know what? If you are living someplace, somebody moves in, then activity starts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They just
bring in their shit in with them. Well, let's listen to this ghost story.
This is Ashley from Kokomo, Indiana. I'm going to tell you a story about the house that me, my mom, and my sister lived in after my parents got divorced. It was my grandma's house, and my dad had just had it remodeled to sell. So my grandma was living in a nursing home, and they were going to sell the house. Well, my parents got divorced, and my dad just went ahead and bought the house. So my mom, my sister, and me would have a place to live. So we moved in there. Not long after we moved in, my mom had met another man. I mean, I don't think it was right after, but maybe a year or something. So anyway, she met a man named Bill. And he seemed like an all right guy. You know, he was funny. And I mean, I was 8 years old. It doesn't really take much to entertain a kid and get you to like him. And so, you know, they got close. They started dating and then eventually got married and he moved in. And so things kind of started to happen when he moved in. I mean, there was already kind of a lot of negativity going around in the house. I was doing very bad in school. I didn't care about school. I was really confused by the divorce, and my dad had already met another woman, my stepmom, and there was a lot of anger and, you know, stuff between my parents, and it was just a very bad time in all of our lives. And my sister was having issues, you know, she was a teenager and she didn't get along with my parents. And so, yeah, it was just a lot of negative energy at the time. So when Bill moved in, it kind of amped it up because I believe something was following him, something bad, because when he moved in, creepy shit started to happen. Like, we were in the living room, me and mom, we were in the living room painting, and Bill and my sister, Shannon, they weren't there. They were gone, I don't know. And we're painting and having a good old time, and I look towards the hallway, and you can see my bedroom door from the living room, and I see something short and black run into my room. It was a shadow figure. At the time, I didn't know what it was. You know, I wasn't really into the paranormal. I didn't know what it was, and I started crying and freaking out, and my mom was like, what's wrong? And I said, something just ran into my room. I didn't know how to explain it. I really didn't even think she would believe me, but she did. And she said, well, let's just pray. And we did. And I felt a little bit better, but I was still very scared. I mean, stuff had happened in our previous home, so I wasn't new to creepy stuff, but to actually see it with your own eyes really just knocked you off. And I was just a kid, so it really freaked me out, and it was really hard to explain, and I didn't know how to feel. One time, another incident that happened, I was trying to go to sleep. I was, you know, laying in my bed, and I was facing the doorway. Doorway was open, and my stepdad, Bill, gets up, and he walks by my room to go to the bathroom. Well, there's another bedroom back there, you know, down the hall in the bathroom, and there's another way to get into the house back there. And my sister was not home. So he gets up, goes to the bathroom, does his business, gets out, walks by my room to go back to bed. A few seconds later, someone else walks by my room from the back, from where the bathroom is. And it was a man. And he was dressed in all white, white pants, white long sleeve shirt, and he had shoulder length hair. And I don't remember feeling really scared at the time. I just kind of remember feeling a little shocked, like, who's this? You know, like, it was just me and my mom and my stepdad in the house, and I'm thinking, well, who's this? I kind of wanted to get up and investigate, but I didn't. I was scared, and I was scared that it would come back and come into my room or something, and I think I just said a prayer to make myself feel better, and I eventually fall asleep, and I told my mom. And she said, well, it's probably just his guardian angel or something, but I don't think it's what it was. I don't know what it was, but it was definitely following him, and it was scary. I think about it now, and I think if I would see something like that now, I would probably, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably piss my pants. But I don't understand how kids can see that stuff and just how they deal with it. But that house was very creepy. And, I mean, it was my grandma's house, and she was a very good woman and religious, very sweet. But that family, my dad's side of the family, has a lot of negative stuff going on. And I barely know any part of my family over there because of issues and stuff happened. And, you know, I don't know what's going on, but not a lot of good things that happened in that house. So that probably didn't help. I used to hear my name called at night when I was trying to go to sleep. I would hear, you know, Ashley. I would wake up thinking it's someone, you know, trying to get my attention, and no one would be there. And I would just get this overwhelming, feeling of fear that I was not alone, that I was being watched, that I was not welcome in my own house. And it was scary. It was really, really scary for a kid that young to experience. And I used to just pray constantly, you know, please take these feelings away. Please, whatever makes in my room, go away. I didn't live there for very long, maybe a year or a year and a half or something. I'd moved out and went back to live with my dad. And I'd almost spend the weekends with my mom. But her and Bill didn't stay together for very long either. They had divorced and he moved out, and the activity died down, but the house still felt creepy. Here recently, I had asked my mom if she'd ever felt anything or seen anything when Bill was there. She said no, but I don't think she was telling me the truth. I think she'd seen some things as well. So yeah, that house was creepy, and I've had things follow me my whole life, and it's crazy how, you know, people listen to your podcast. I hear people say, oh, I've had these things happen my whole life. And there's other people who haven't had one thing happen to them. It's like, what makes us so special, I guess, to have all these things happen to us. And then, you know, other people, you know, they don't have one thing happen to them. So I don't know. I love the paranormal, and obviously I listen to your show and I love it. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but that's my story. I hope to hear this on the air, and I love your guys' show. And yeah, have a good day. Take care.
See, to me, when there's a lot of negative energy going on, too, there's a lot of arguments. And, you know, a lot of times I don't think people really think about how, when they're going through a divorce, because it's emotional. There's a lot of emotions. They're very infrequently, you know, this isn't working out. Let's separate and go our separate ways. It doesn't usually happen like that. There's usually anger and sadness and a lot of things. I think those emotions alone can stir some shit up.
Right.
And then you add this guy in there, like he moves in, and then weird things start happening.
Well,
but no, it was grandma's house.
And also, Ashley says a lot of stuff had happened in that house.
Yeah.
She said there were things before with family members. And so I'm not exactly convinced we can blame this all on Bill. Personally, I think there might have been some just house trauma before this ever happened. Now, could have Bill brought something along with him? Sure, he could have. But maybe once he got there, what was already there was like, because I took it. Did you take it that this was the dad's mom's house?
I kind of thought so. But that doesn't make a ton of sense that the mom, her mom would have stayed in the house with the kids. So I don't know that whole dynamic.
Well, I think that was what I took it to understand, that the dad had got the house and remodeled it, but then they got divorced, and probably he was going to go move somewhere else and get remarried or whatever. And so he said, okay, you stay here, I'll just buy this house and you guys can stay here. And maybe the house itself was not too hip on Bill.
Maybe grandma wasn't all about it. How dare you bring you that know, guy into my house?
That's what I'm wondering. If there was something about Bill that got the house kind of going. More than Bill brought something, the house didn't like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes some sense to me.
That's what I'm thinking, because it seemed like there was already stuff maybe happening.
That's a weird dynamic too, when you think about it. So she's in her ex-husband's mother's house. She's probably talking some shit on him. Maybe not in front of the girls, I don't know, but they're going through a divorce. So grandma wouldn't be happy about any of this. You know?
Right. And it sounded like there was negativity anyway with some other family members and things that had happened in the house. And so I just am kind of wondering if that the house just wasn't a happy house to begin with, really. Even though grandma was a great person, maybe there was some difficulty just around the family. And then Bill walks in, poor Bill, you know, he's just trying to fit in and it's just not going to let him.
Yeah. And then you just add in all of the weird emotions that are going on at the same time.
And the girls are like, we don't want this guy here. We want our dad back. You know, it's just
he's getting remarried. I get all that.
That's all, you know, and they're just so much. And, you know, let's face it, Bill didn't stand a chance.
No, not really.
I'm not saying he was a good guy or a bad guy. I'm just saying this was never going to work.
and a weird thing, too. It's like, hey, why don't you move into my house? It happens to be my ex-husband's mother's house.
Right? That's weird.
But come on, it'll be great.
Yeah. You know, recently remodeled. You know,
it's awesome house. You might not like the ghost of my mother-in-law, but...
But...
There's a lot of weird energy and weird angles to that story that would create weird energy, you know?
And, you know, that the weird guy dressed in white with shoulder-length hair that seemed to kind of follow Bill back down the hall, and something was not happy with Bill. I didn't feel like it was a guardian spirit like the mom suggested.
It didn't feel like that to me.
No, it didn't.
No.
That I don't think Ashley thought it did either.
I just think a lot of times there's, you know, you just have to, even if you're not dealing with the paranormal in your home, when you have a lot of arguing and emotions, it creates such a negative environment. And kids really pick up on that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And we happen to know that from experience. But I think you just need to watch that and, you know, because kids are going to make it all their fault and they've caused something and, you know, it's just hard. Yeah. It's just hard.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So let's go to this story. It says, so all my life I believed in the paranormal. I never really understood how any of it worked, but I always felt like it had to be real. When I was younger, I saw things I couldn't explain. I had really vivid night terrors. And my mom still remembers me standing in the laundry room one day telling her I was talking to, in quotes, the lady with the skeleton hat.
Oh, boy.
There's that. I don't know how I would take that if I was his mother. Fast forward about 25 years, and I had my first experience with what I can only describe as shadow people. At first, they were just quick glimpses out of the corner of my eye. Anytime I turned to look directly at them, they were gone. Started happening once or twice a night, sometimes even more. The most common thing I'd see while I was sitting in my recliner watching TV, from where I sat, I could see straight into my bedroom. There wasn't a door, and even though I kept the bedroom light off, the light from the kitchen illuminated most of the room. I'd constantly catch what looked like a shadow peeking around the right side of the doorway, almost like it was watching me. The second I'd turn my head, it would disappear. Other times, I'd see a shadow walking across the doorway from left to right. My bathroom light was usually left on, and through the gap between the door and the frame, I'd see shadows moving back and forth, almost like someone was in there doing something. This became such a regular occurrence that I almost got used to it. I never tried talking to whatever I was seeing, and I never acknowledged it. Honestly, I mostly convinced myself I was imagining things. I never felt terrified, but there were definitely times when I felt very uneasy. What really made me question myself was my dog. I had a black lab named River, and he never reacted to any of it. He never barked, never looked toward the shadows, never seemed bothered at all, and that made me think it was probably just my imagination. But one experience from about 2 years ago has stayed with me. I was home alone with River one night, cooking dinner. He was lying on the kitchen floor, watching me while drifting in and out of sleep. He looked completely relaxed, which made me feel relaxed too. Behind my stove was a black heat shield with a glossy finish. It reflected shapes and movement, but not enough to clearly make anything out. As I was stirring the food, I looked up to check the clock on the microwave, and that's when I noticed a dark figure in the reflection moving from my left toward me. This time felt different. It didn't seem like just another shadow. It felt like an actual person walking straight at me. The figure never slowed down, and as I turned to see what it was, it reached me before I could fully look. And the only way I can describe it is that it felt like it passed right through me. The instant it did, I felt cold. Then I was hit with this overwhelming sense of dread. It still felt like someone was physically inside my house walking toward the bedroom. I immediately turned on the bedroom light, searched the room, looked for anything that could explain what just happened. There was nothing. I looked over at River. He was still lying in exactly the same spot with his chin on the floor, completely unbothered. I actually laughed and said, "Did you not see that, River? You're supposed to be able to see things like that." Even though I joked about it, it was the first time I actually felt afraid. To this day, I still don't know what happened that night. I don't really see the shadows anymore, but every now and then, when the lights are out, I still get that uneasy feeling. That could be PTSD. I think I would too. Hearing other people share similar experiences has made me realize maybe I'm not as alone in this as I once thought. That's from TJ. Yikes! I've heard of other people having that same experience where it felt like something walked right through them. And they all say the same thing, that they felt this cold.
Yeah.
And then it was gone.
You know, my ex-husband one time called me. I was taking a class in Taos, New Mexico. And he stayed home. I think all the kids were gone, like to summer camps, you know. And so he was by himself. And we had a little dog who we all kind of, everybody noticed it and everybody mentioned, "What's up with Sam?" Because Sam would always go in this, in our kind of main bathroom that we had in the house, and bark at the wall. He would just sit in front of the wall and stare at it and bark and growl at it. And everybody was like, "What is going on? There's nothing there, you know, go whatever." So one night, Greg was home alone, and Sam was doing the bathroom thing. It was around midnight or 1 a.m. And so Greg got up and he went to get the dog and say, you know, "Cut it out, stop it." And he went in there and he said that same thing. He said he stepped in, flipped on the light, and felt like something came at him and just walked right through him. And felt cold like that. And I had that, you know, experience where I was walking past that bathroom and was carrying laundry or something. And I just, out of the, you know, peripheral vision, walking past that, the door was open to the bathroom. There was a man standing in the doorway of the bathroom when I got there. And it scared me so bad. I jumped, the basket fell. I actually knocked a picture off the wall on the other wall on the other side because I flew into the wall. It scared me so bad. But there was nothing there when I fully looked at it. And so kind of similar to this story. You know, a shadow figure that I caught peripherally that threw me so bad I, you know, knocked stuff over. Greg felt this whoosh go through him. Bad enough, he calls me in the middle of the night in Taos, New Mexico, saying, I don't know what the hell just happened. He was all shook up.
Yeah, I would be too. You know,
yeah, and it reminded me of TJ's story. That same kind of peripheral stuff happening, or the whoosh going through. And I never had a whoosh. Nobody else ever mentioned that it happened to them. And like TJ said, I think this was the only time it happened. Now, here's the difference in the story. River doesn't react.
I thought the same thing. And he definitely noticed. He was watching his dog.
And my dog went crazy.
And my dog was bizarre. I think that is really important to look at your dog. And he did that. And every occasion, he's like looking to see his dog's not reacting to anything.
Yeah. Which is so strange.
And it's weird, too, because something reflected out of, as he's the back, what do you call that, from back
that
drop?
That guard. Yeah,
yeah,
that
whatever guard. I'm trying to say. The backsplash for the oven, I don't know, that area. But he saw a reflection before that happened, which is really strange. And then to have that happen, you know, I think if spirits are all energy, which that's all they could be, right?
Right.
Maybe from time to time, certain spirits are like, I am running out of juice. I got to get some from somebody. I'm going to plow right through this guy. You know, did he feel it physically after that? Was life just normal? I think it would kind of zap it out of you just a little bit.
Yeah. And you know, just because we say dogs are sensitive, does that mean every dog is?
And could they be like my dog and just sleep through anything? My dog sleeps.
Like, my dog does not.
Yeah, my dog can sleep. To the point, I asked ChatGPT the other day. I'm like, my dog sleeps a lot. Is that common? And it said, for a breed like him, yes. He said, that's very common. Your dog is bred to do that.
I don't know that every dog is sensitive. I've had, I do believe we had at that time, well, maybe not. Maybe Rosie wasn't in the house then. But she was there and she never reacted to the bathroom there. And Sam did the whole time we lived there.
Well, I went to your house, and it's not like I was getting bad vibes off the bathroom. So yeah. I never had an experience there, and I pick up on stuff like that.
Yeah. But Sam, boy, howdy, he was just our dog, Sam.
So I don't know what happened to poor TJ, but that would kind of terrify me.
Yeah.
Because it's like it happened once. I do not want that to happen again.
And I know Greg was the same way. Greg called me in the middle of the night in New Mexico and was just flipped out.
Yeah, so that's interesting to me, but thank you very much for writing that in. And if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, it's super easy. You can write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You could leave us a voicemail. And that number is 855-853-4802. If you want to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code podcast15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.